Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again. I love to say this. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And I pray in a particular way that something you hear today that I'm going to read for you, see how it touches your heart and what it says to you. This is the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And this is what happened to a child. Comes from Imprint Magazine. It's just a publication of the Sisters of Life. And they write here, Margaret is a friend of our community, and she shares this powerful story. This is from the Sisters of Life. This is probably going to end badly, I thought, as I made my way into the church with Agnes and her parents. We shuffled intentionally into the back pew, ready to make a quick exit if necessary. I had been working with Agnes, who had a severe form of autism, for a few years. Her parents were hesitant to bring her to church because of her behavioral challenges. But after conversation and encouragement, we all agreed it was worth trying. Agnes was mostly nonverbal, and social interaction was challenging for her. She was unable to engage with others unless they first initiated contact. Even after years of working with her, she would not acknowledge me unless I got down to her level, looked into her eyes, and said hello. Despite these challenges, she was able to respond to the initiative of others with sweetness. She had even learned to blow kisses when others blew kisses to her. This morning had been rough for Agnes, with lots of behavioral difficulties. Is this really the best day to be going to Mass? I found myself thinking as we sat down. Agnes was instantly agitated. She started to whine, hitting her head and making a fuss. She kept trying to leave the pew. I tried to calm her down, but nothing worked. Okay, you show me where you want to sit, I said, realizing this would be the only way to settle her. She grabbed my hand and walked, almost skipped, to the front of the church. Letting go of my hand and charging past the front pew, she sat down next to the altar. Clearly, she thought that this was the perfect seat. I began to imagine the worst, Agnes breaking into a tantrum in the midst of Mass on full display. This was not going to work. I knew the pastor well, and I explained the situation to him. He said it would be fine for her to stay there as long as she was quiet. I resigned myself to the front pew, with a careful eye on Agnes. Amazingly, she sat there through the whole Mass, mesmerized by the crucifix, her face totally at peace. When the time came for the consecration, the priest spoke the words of Jesus, "This is my body, which is given up for you," and elevated the host. Suddenly, I heard a little voice, "Hi." It was Agnes. "Hi." "My goodness, I can cry too." "Hi," she continued. "At first," and this is the sister speaking who had her there, "at first I thought she must have been responding to away from her parents or an altar server. But Agnes was not looking at her parents or anyone else. She was looking at the Eucharist." This little girl who could not initiate a greeting was responding to someone saying, "Hi." Then something even more amazing happened. Agnes began to blow kisses. Someone must be blowing kisses to her, I thought, and then it hit me. This is happening right now. It's our Lord Jesus truly present in the Eucharist. Was loving Agnes in exactly the way she could receive. And Agnes, in all of her littleness, was responding to that love. It was just like the words of Scripture. We love because he first loved us. Brothers and sisters, can you? It's hard to fathom, isn't it? But she said, hi. Did he wave to her? We have no idea. But he did something, and she waved to him. She blew a kiss to him. Can you imagine this child who had so many difficulties? This child had what was most important. She knew the Lord. And I want to read one other comment to you here. At the end of this article, and this is the imprint magazine, The Sisters of Life. When Agnes goes to Mass, she still sits in the front, and it happens every time. What do you think about that? This has been approved. This is not just an idea, not somebody's idea of a good idea. It's God. God is there. He's right there. St. John Paul II reminded us that the Church does not only celebrate the Eucharist, but solemnly bears it in possession, publicly proclaiming that the sacrifice of Christ is for the salvation of the whole world. Our Eucharistic feast gives us confidence that Christ abides with us through all the sorrows of our life, sanctifying us and leading us to his unveiled presence in heaven. Out of the darkness of my life, so much frustrated, I put before you the one great thing to love on earth, the Blessed Sacrament. There you will find romance, glory, honor, fidelity, and the true way of all your loves on earth. That was written by J.R.R. Tolkien. As the sequence for Corpus Christi begs, Jesu, of your love befriend us. You refresh us. You defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. Brothers and sisters, pay so much. My time is short. But pray so much today. The readings, some of them are very short. One of them is from Genesis chapter 14. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Psalm 110 says, you are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. How many times do we take being before the Lord? How many times do we just come and sit there? How many times do we just talk to him and you say, I'm too busy. You wouldn't say that about a meal, would you? Maybe, but not all of the time. Take your time. Stop in a church if you can. Even going to work or coming home from work. Talk. Just talk to the Lord and just say, Lord, hello, I love you. I want to follow you. Teach me. Just stay, even if you can only stay for 10 minutes, but just stop. Stop what you're doing and look at the one who loves you. If this child and that miracle could see him, think of that and know that God is looking at you as well. We take a look here at the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Brothers and sisters, there's so much. But let me just read something from the gospel here. Luke chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." And he said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." Brothers and sisters, a child could see him in a way. We don't know how he came, but he gave her what she needed. A God who loves us. God loves you that much. We don't all have these miraculous healings and to us, but we know that he's there. He's healed others. He will heal your children if you pray many times. Go to a priest and ask him, "Lord," just say to the priest, "Father, please help me, this child. Would you please pray with her? We need this to happen or that to happen, or as a boy. He needs this or that wherever we're in difficulty." But brothers and sisters, do not fear that God doesn't hear. He hears you. Sometimes he wants you to stay in the condition that you're in. But if you grow in faith, he will bless you in ways you don't even know now. So please, brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts to the Lord. Remember that child. May God abundantly bless you all. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.